Seek divine, not human wisdom, October 3rd. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. For a long time I have seen the danger that was coming into our ranks and the tendency to look to human wisdom and to depend on human guidance. This will always prove a snare to souls, and I am bidden to lift the danger signal, warning my fellow workers against it, and pointing them to the Lord Jesus. The man or woman who leans upon the wisdom of the human mind leans on a broken reed. I am instructed to point those who are in need of wisdom to the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Ask, and it shall be given you, the Savior declared, seek, and ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you, for every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Never should a worker encourage one who is in need of instruction and help to go first to human agencies for an understanding of his duty. It is a wrong education to teach our people to lean on human aids, instead of going to the Lord in prayer. The enemy of souls has been the instigator of this, that minds might become obscured. Those who bear responsibilities in the work are to cooperate with heavenly angels in teaching men and women to look to God as the source of their strength. Consecrate yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. Seek the one who understands your every weakness, and who never makes a mistake. He is able to impart to you his rich grace. Looking unto Jesus, studying his word, learn to humble your soul before God and to wrestle in prayer with him. Christ ever manifested a heavenly courtesy in dealing with human souls. His life was a life of constant self-denial and self-sacrifice. Those who are numbered with the overcomers will be those who have practiced the virtues of Christ, to a church administrator.